Moncrief on News Talk.
Now we turn to burnout of a different matter now. As the summer is coming to an end, I suspect most of us have been delighted with the hot weather. Can the bees, yes, the humble honeybees say the same thing. Beekeepers across the country say that their hives are struggling because of the drought. Joining me to discuss further is Aoife Nicuilla, who is beekeeper. She runs Galtry Honey Farm and she's a founding member of the Native Irish Honey Bee Society. Aoife, should we be worried?
I suppose we should be worried, all right. It's all part of the climate change, really, that we're experiencing.
But I mean, aside from, of course, climate change is something we should all be worried about. But in terms of the bees this summer, is this going to start hitting us in terms of, you know, we know how important the bee is in terms of the whole, you know, global biodiversity and not to mention the production of honey? Like, are we in trouble in that regard?
Well, definitely with our experience this summer, all right, if this continues, it was a tough summer for the bees, well, especially this past month now. The honey yields were relatively good, but we've had such a dry spell now and it has affected beekeeping, just like it's affected all other types of farming. The bees rely so much on the moisture in the ground, because the flowers, they rely on the moisture. So the nectar that comes from the flowers that the bees collect and turn into honey, that's so reliant in bringing up moisture so that the nectar can flow. And that's just one negative effect. Because of the drought, a lot of bees, you know, which normally would have been devoted to looking for nectar, you know, scouting for nectar and gathering nectar and bringing it into the hive, turning it into honey, they've had to change tasks to looking for water. So that takes away from the honey yields as well. And also then things like they've had to regulate the temperature in the hive. They've had to keep the hive cool. So it has to be 35 degrees Celsius roughly all year round. And so that takes an awful lot of work. And that's work that's taken away from collecting nectar as well and turning it into honey.
Yeah. And so I understand, and from what you're saying there, like the harvest was actually shaping up to be quite good up until this drought happened. But it's the drought that's really causing havoc now.
Yeah. So, I mean, it has been a better summer than the last 3 years, would you believe? So last summer was extremely dry as well. And the early part of the year, everything came early and it dried up. But the two previous years then were too wet. So we're suffering from extremes in the summertime at the moment. We're just, I suppose, a bit concerned that now going into the autumn as well, how the bees are going to, you know, fare out, because again, this affects the all sorts of things. It affects the population of the hive as well. And, you know, the hive has to be healthy going into the autumn and the winter time in order to survive the winter and to be healthy the following spring.
So what are beekeepers like you doing then?
Well, I mean, there's very little we can do. I mean, you can kind of create water sources for the bees. I suppose where we are at the foot of the Galtee Mountains here, you know, we're very close to rivers, and you know, there's a lot of the kind of ponds and drains and things like that. A lot of them are very low, have dried up, and that. But, just putting even a tray out with some sticks or some straw for the bees to float on, or, you know, a tray with pebbles, the bees can land in it and they can take up water that way and bring it back to the hive.
Okay.
So that does help them, yeah.
So you actually manually have to, in essence, you know, water the bees like you would give a cat or a dog some water.
As much as you can, but if you're in large numbers as well, that's very difficult, and it's not very feasible as well, because you know, usually, I mean, we have 170 colonies of bees now, and they're stretched about kind of, you know, a 30-kilometre stretch. So, you know, it's not feasible to do that. We just have to leave them to kind of look for the water themselves as well a lot of the time, apart from the apiaries that are closest to our base here, to the home honey farm.
And are we are consumers going to see this on the supermarket shelves in terms of honey stocks in the coming months, do you think?
Well, yeah,
I know
well,
the bee I mean, has much more value than just supplying honey to us.
Yeah, well, to be honest with you, Irish honey is very difficult to get anyway, because we're not a honey producing country on, you know, on a global scale, you know, compared to a lot of other countries, you know, around the world.
Yeah.
We produce very little. You know, it's just the nature of our weather. It's so unpredictable. There's very few full-time beekeepers in Ireland. You know, there's a lot of part-time beekeepers. But, you know, it is now, it's all regional as well. Like, you know, there are some parts of the country that would have had a better yield than in other parts of the country. Like, I mean, there's some parts where it has been the best yield in years.
Right.
So, you know, I would say it probably worked out about average.
Okay.
But,
but I guess ultimately, like, for the thing to do is to, sorry to cut across you, is try and reduce climate change, like we need to do for so many things, but also for the health of Ireland's bee population and indeed the people who mind and take care of the bees. And one of those is Aoife Nicuilla, who's a beekeeper who runs Galty Honey Farm and founding member of the Native Irish Honey Bee Society. Aoife, thanks a lot for talking to us today.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.